Among the few international allies who supported the embattled Libyan dictator until the bitter end was Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega. During the Libyan conflict, Ortega even announced that Nicaragua would represent Gaddafi's regime at the United Nations. Well, now that Gaddafi is gone, Ortega is fully focused on his re-election bid at home. It's been a long time since 1979, when Ortega first came to power after the Sandinista revolution that toppled Nicaragua's Somoza dictatorship. Since then, Ortega has been elected president twice, in 1984 and most recently in 2006. This time, he was banned from running for re-election by the Nicaraguan constitution. But as John Otis reports from Managua, Daniel Ortega managed to get around the ban and put his name on Sunday's ballot.
President Ortega tried to change the constitution a few years ago so he could run for re-election. But when that didn't work, he turned to the pro-Sandinista Supreme Court. In a much-questioned ruling, the court declared that the ban on re-election was itself unconstitutional because it violated the human rights of Daniel Ortega.
La forma en cómo se hizo el procedimiento en la corte.
Nicaraguan journalist Carlos Fernando Chamorro calls Ortega's legal maneuverings like something out of Ripley's Believe It or Not. But they worked. Ortega is on Sunday's ballot, and opinion polls suggest he will easily prevail over a divided opposition. Still, opposition candidates like Fabio Gadea are stumping for every last vote. Sofia Lopez says she's voting for Gadea because she fears that a victorious Ortega would turn into a dictator.
Ortega is an unconstitutional candidate who is violating Nicaraguan law. So if he's reelected, he won't care anymore and he'll be able to do anything he wants.
Ortega's Sandinista party already controls nearly all government institutions, including the Supreme Electoral Council, which will oversee Sunday's vote. This is the same council that presided over municipal elections in 2008 that were marred by accusations of fraud. This time, voter ID cards have yet to be delivered in many opposition strongholds. What's more, the Sandinistas have refused to allow several Nicaraguan groups from monitoring the election.
It's clear that there is a problem of credibility.
José Antonio de Gabriel heads a group of electoral observers from the European Union.
The fact that the domestic observation groups have not been yet accredited represent a problem for the transparency of the whole exercise.
Even the Ortega for President theme song has come under fire. It's a blatant ripoff of the Ben E. King classic Stand By Me. Although Sony Music, which owns the rights to the song, has threatened legal action, the campaign's spot is frequently shown on Nicaraguan TV. By contrast, you rarely see ads or news coverage of opposition candidates. That's because the Ortega family has bought TV and radio stations, giving the Sandinistas control over much of the mass media. Gonzalo Carrion works for the independent Nicaraguan Center for Human Rights. Carrion says the electoral process has been rigged to allow Ortega to remain in power, and it's up to the Nicaraguan people to refuse to rubber stamp his presidency. In fact, some opposition candidates pushed for an electoral boycott. But Gadea, who according to polls is running second, decided not to go that route, pointing out that a similar strategy backfired in Venezuela in 2004, giving that country's president, Hugo Chavez, extraordinary powers.
El país pues, sigue marchando con tranquilidad, en paz.
For his part, Ortega, who is now 65, is focusing on his campaign. He often gives speeches, but he's a secretive president who hasn't held a news conference in the past 5 years. Other Sandinista officials did not respond to requests from the world for interviews. Political analysts say Ortega's staying power derives from a combination of shrewdness, good luck, and good friends. Unlike the Marxist revolutionary of the 1970s and 80s, the new conservative Daniel Ortega has gone out of his way to accommodate the business community. Prices for coffee, beef, and gold, Nicaragua's main exports, have jumped. In addition, Ortega's good friend Hugo Chavez has provided his government with nearly $2 billion in subsidized oil and other assistance. Ortega has used some of this windfall to distribute housing supplies, medicine, scholarships, and transportation subsidies. At a roadside campaign rally for Ortega, I meet Guadalupe Alvarez.
Gracias a Dios y gracias a Daniel. Tengo casa, tengo...
She thanks God and Ortega for the home loan she got from the Sandinista government and for the scholarships three of her children have received. True, Nicaragua remains one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. But for Alvarez and legions of other impoverished Nicaraguans, it appears that even a small boost in government benefits easily trumps concerns over the health of the country's democracy. For The World, I'm John Otis, Managua, Nicaragua.